This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Lisa Ledeen. Nearly a year ago, Congress ended a federal program providing low-income households with discounted internet. Now another $2.7 billion in federal funds designated for digital equity programs has been frozen. KAZU's Katie Brown reports from a meeting in Aptos yesterday.
Over 50 people gathered in the Seascape neighborhood for the broadband summit a week after the Trump administration froze funds to expand access and digital learning programs. Charlene Tatis directs digital inclusion efforts for the California Emerging Technology Fund. She's one of many broadband experts concerned about the potential $137 million in losses for California.
Tough times, most definitely, but there are some promising things in the horizon.
Tatis is referring to in-state programs and proposed policies that could ensure broadband access. A bill in the state Senate would expand current programs providing low-income households with phone service to include internet access. She is also urging people to apply for the California Advanced Services Fund grants through the California Public Utilities Commission.
They have money. We want to use that money to continue this great work despite all of these other funding cuts.
Katie Brown, KAZU News.
The FBI says a weekend attack at a fertility clinic in Palm Springs presents no further threat to the public. Authorities say the 25-year-old suspect likely died in the blast at the American Reproductive Center's IVF clinic. This is KAZU News, and I'm Lisa Ledeen.